Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
Hey, this is Trisha up in the space bunker. Before we get to the episode, I'm going to try to hack into this system. Let's see if I have more luck than Craig.
You are attempting to access the Rectangle Array Bunker Defense System. Stand by for facial recognition scan.
Okay, this isn't so hard.
Scan confirmed. Welcome, Chef Gordon Ramsay.
I do not look like Gordon Ramsay anymore.
Tell that to your haircut.
God, this is so insulting.
Facial recognition error adjusted.
Damn right it has.
Welcome, ball of pizza dough under a stack of damp newspapers.
Not cool. Not cool, computer. Now you guys enjoy the episode while I deal with the hurtful computer interface. Obviously does not have feelings because it would not be acting this way if it did.
Proceed, Sarah Jessica Parker, after a bad fall.
What? Come on, that's not even fair.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon.
Well, should we still be saying Magic Tavern?
What?
Shouldn't we be saying hello from the Ruffled Feather?
Well, yeah, okay, we are no longer in the Vermilion Minotaur, we're in the Ruffled Feather, Chunt, but this is a magic tavern. It's a black magic tavern, in fact. Like,
can we say hello from the Black Magic Tavern?
Okay, yeah, we could do that.
Thank you.
All right.
Grab a drink, you want anything?
I'll just have some water.
Okay.
All right. Hello from the Black Magic Tavern. A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. About 3 years and some change ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week here in our new home, the Ruffled Feather, in the town of Hog's Face, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, my good bud, my fellow Ruffled Feather local, Usidore the Wizard.
I am Usidore, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak, the dwarves know me as Zonin and Hook Stanges.
Spaghetti.
And I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar, and there may be other secret names, aye. Names of such great power and portent that if I were to utter them aloud, bad stuff would happen.
Ooh.
Yay. Arnold, I...
Yeah?
I have to thank you.
Oh, okay, finally.
Oh, I already regret this.
You're welcome.
I must thank you for finding us this new home here. I know at first that I did cast out demons and strike down evildoers as they did enter the tavern, but I've come quite accustomed to this place. It's quite comfortable, and I'm learning all sorts of new runes and cryptology that shall help me defeat the Dark Lord. Yea, for now that I understand him better, what better way to undo thine enemy?
Yeah, you know, I miss the Vermilion Minotaur as much as anybody. That was a very important place to me. But now that we've really spent some time in the Ruffled Feather, there's a fun, like, magic energy in this place, and I feel like we're really learning good stuff.
And it's taught me to be more accepting of people from all walks of life.
Yeah, you know, like spending time with people that are a little more morally ambiguous, or let's just say use magic to different ends. It's a real eye-opener.
It truly is. Look there at the bar right now.
Mm-hmm.
There is a demon there. That is clearly a sulfurous, evil, bat-winged demon.
That's definitely a demon.
His name is Grombom.
Grombom?
Grombom.
He doesn't look like a Grombom.
He doesn't look like a Grombom, but he is. And I
is that short for anything?
Grombombulus?
No, he looks like a Grombombulus, yeah.
I went and spoke to him for a long time, and do you know what he wants to do?
I don't know, eat children?
He wants to return to his own realm.
Oh.
I think you and he would have a lot in common.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure he also has a lot of other stuff that he wants to do that complicates the process of him
getting
back home.
No, he's pretty singularly focused on that one task.
Well, that makes him a pretty, like, shallow character.
There's an old saying that if thou dost take an empty glass jar and fill it with all the little pebbles, there's no room for the big rocks. But if you put the big rock inside the jar and fill the little pebbles, they will fill in around it.
Why would you put a big rock in a glass jar?
Oh, it's so fun. Chunt!
Yeah?
Do you remember when we were putting rocks inside of glass jars?
Oh, that was the best. It's so fun.
See, it's fun.
Oh, hey, also,
yeah,
I met this guy at the bar, Grombom. He's looking for some kids to eat.
I knew it.
Oh.
See, he's got more than one interest. He's not just one thing.
Well, he probably sensed that I was a wizard and he didn't want to mention that to me, because then I would have smote him.
You know what? People are multifaceted and they show different faces to different people. Also, well, Grombom has a couple faces.
Oh, well, excuse me for a moment. I'm going to go kill Grombom.
No, Usador.
What?
No one dies, a la Spider-Man.
What? But he's going to kill children if I don't kill him.
Well, I think that you should go over there and politely ask him not to eat children.
Fine. I shall use my most polite voice!
Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Here's your, actually, they didn't have water, so I got you a warder.
A warder?
Mm-hmm.
What's warder?
I don't know. This?
Am I going to get warts on my face again?
Mm.
Nah, no thanks. I'll
also,
pass.
It's care of Macho Mantis Randy Mantis.
Oh,
he bought this for you, so.
I like Macho Mantis Randy
he's
Mantis.
He's pretty nice.
He's just one of the other cool locals here at the Ruffled Feather.
He's so complex.
Should we have, like, a name for people who come to the Ruffled Feather, like Ruffies?
Ooh. Yeah, I mean, yeah, Ruffos. Rufios? Well, I said Rufios. That's pretty good.
Yeah, no, that one's good. But cool. Like something like.
First, just keep thinking. Maybe disagree.
Yeah. No,
do you want to disagree with my idea?
No, we got some good ones.
Well, let's play with the idea I had.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
No. Sure. Yeah. Like,
so I said Rufios.
What's that?
Ruffalos.
That's it.
All right. Let me make the case that if you join the Dark Lord service, we'll give you the children.
Oh, who's that talking to Grombom?
It's the Baron.
The Baron.
Yes, don't you recognize him?
It's been so long, I haven't seen him since the Dark Lord's birthday party. Should we pretend we don't see him?
We should definitely put our menus in front of our faces.
Okay.
Also, Usador, here's your drink. It's a gin and tonic.
Thank you.
Yeah, just find a squirrel and set it on fire, and we will get your message if you're interested.
All right. Excuse me, do you mind
seat's
if I...
taken. Can't sit here.
You use a different voice.
Seat's taken. Can't sit here.
Yeah, you can't sit here with us at this table.
I'm using the same voice, sorry. Mix it up.
Gentlemen, I know it's you. I saw you before you lifted your menus.
No, I'm Carl Menuface.
Oh, all right, well...
And I'm Arnie Menuface.
Ugh, never.
Motherfuck!
Our ruse has been overthrown. He has seen through it. Baron, what brings you to the Ruffled Feather?
Business... I've got some business and some dealings. Can I sit at the table, this very table, please?
Oh, okay, Baron.
Yes, please, join us.
Hello, Usador.
Hello.
Hello, Arnie.
Hello, Baron.
Hello, Chunt.
Cor, blimey.
So I suppose that you work for us right now, technically?
It's a bit of a gray area. I'm technically floating, but yes, I am... here to help you in any way that I can while in the town of Hog's Face.
Ooh, you have to help us?
Well, in the town of Hog's Face, I will remind you that the Ruffled Feather is technically in this cursed forest, McShingleshane. And I think it's a gray area, and let's just not...
It's clearly Hog's Face adjacent, though.
Well, yes, it is clearly Hog's Face adjacent.
Look, it's like a suburb. You know, like people who live in a suburb of a city, they just tell other people they live in that city, even though you could quibble about it and be like, you don't live in Chicago, you live in Skokie.
What's a suburb?
What's a Skokie?
I need a drink. Excuse me one moment.
Very well. we're going to do with the Baron here?
Yeah, I mean, it's so confusing. Like, he's evil, he works for the Dark Lord, he's one of the main members of our rogues gallery of villains. But I guess technically we work with him because of our truce with the Dark Lord?
I say we dress him up like with a little sailor outfit, give him a oversized lollipop, feed him the Grombop.
Yes, we should be embarrassing more of our enemies while we have this power over them.
Maybe even just like a pie in the face. That's pretty funny, right?
What's an undignified way to die?
A pie in the face. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, a pie in the face.
Yes, Usador, a pie in the face. That's a good idea.
All right. Well, what's going on?
We've taken up residence here at the Ruffled Feather since we were kicked out of the Vermilion Minotaur.
I know.
There's a zoning law we've been looking at where you move the zone 5 six inches over from zone 6.
Yeah, that's...
And then make sure that all the... everything in Zone 5 is marked as residential instead of as commercial.
It's very gripping.
We've been looking for someone to wear this sailor costume that I just conjured.
The little sailor costume?
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
The cuffs ride a little high.
The hat's a little tight. Pretty nice.
Looks like it's about your size.
It is. Well, let me just try on the hat. All right. I've just got to say this while I change briefly here. I clearly underestimated you gentlemen. I've been thinking about this since you revealed that you maintained your powers, and since the three of you successfully ran a resistance and infiltrated the Dark Lord's birthday party. I thought you fools.
Mm-hmm. You can say it. Game recognized game.
Yes. And for all of the times I referred to you as jackanapes, I apologize.
Oh, that's a bad thing.
Well, we accept your apology, and now that you are in league with us, in what ways are you going to help us defeat the Void?
I'm going to ask you, what the hell are you doing here?
We got kicked out of the Vermilion Minotaur.
Yes, I know. I came to the Vermilion Minotaur to check in on you.
Yes?
There was a new woman in charge of it.
Oh, Activia.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Activia Barleyfoot. Was her mother tall?
Yes, very.
She was furious with me. She was unaware of any arrangements we had made. And I just wanted to get in. She's like, you have to have a password to get in now. It's right there, right by the Traveler's Road, and it's not even open to the general public.
Oh, it's like an exclusive bar now?
Well, I mean, she just really hates most people who go to the door is the vibe I'm getting.
Yeah.
Well, how do you find out what the password is if you've never been in?
I don't know.
You didn't get in either?
No, but you'll recall part of the reason the Dark Lord gave you control of the town of Hogsface was so that you could find a weapon inside the Vermilion Minotaur.
Oh, right, that's on our list. That's on our list of things to do.
That's way up near the top of our list of things to do.
Right.
And now I'm here, I'm trying to find you. You're not there, Crazy Jared isn't there, that Revenant waitress isn't there. And so I'm getting yelled at. Now I'm running through these cursed woods, which I don't know if I've made clear I am not a fan of this forest, to talk to you to do what you should be doing anyway.
Oh, Crazy Jared's around. I think he's in here tonight somewhere.
Oh, yeah, Blemish. Hey, Blemish, come on over. Can we get some drinks?
Accor Blaini, welcome all. I am Blemish. Blemish of Blemish is my name. Here I am to give thee whatever thou dost want.
Thank you, Crazy Jared.
That is definitely Blemish.
Well, just what is going on? What are you doing with yourselves?
Guys, what have we been doing with ourselves?
I've been catching up on the weekly comic book series Jack and Ape. It's about a man and his pet ape who go on adventures and solve crimes. I think it's pretty good.
I've been reading a series of erotic scrolls called Jack and Ape. It's spelled differently.
Jack's off an ape. Jack and
Well,
Ape.
It sounds dirty when you just come out and say it.
I have been very busy traveling from town to town, learning secrets of magic and mystic arts beyond all mortal understanding.
You know what? We have been accomplishing things. We recorded season 2 of Offices and Bosses.
Oh, yeah. We did that. Cross it off.
Cross it off.
This
okay,
is exciting.
I'm adding it to the list.
Oh, my gosh.
Cross off Offices and Bosses Season 2 from the list.
Oh, next time we have a chance, we'll do that.
Now we have two things to cross off.
Exactly.
Feels good.
All right. Defeat the Dark Lord. Rude. let's see. And defeat the Void. Yes, that's what we're all focusing on right now.
Well, we've made a little bit of progress there, for I have learned that if I take my obsidian arm, you see my arm's turning into pure black obsidian here?
Oh, yes. That's
and I thrust striking. It into the center of the Void. It shall absorb it. But I don't know how to find the center of it or get into the center of it.
He's not sure how to start the fisting.
See, when you say it...
So you've figured out you've got a magic arm?
Mm-hmm.
And you're now locked out of the tavern?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Dark Lord is certain that a weapon capable of defeating the Void or perhaps finding its center is hidden in the Vermilion Minotaur.
Well, speaking of finding the center, here's a giant lolly if you want to... Look away at that. Let me see how many looks it takes you to get to the center.
Well, is this the only bar food they have?
Yeah.
Afraid so.
All right.
How have you been?
Yeah, what have you been up to?
You've looked better, I've got to say.
Thank you. Is that rude? Is that a backhanded compliment?
You can thank me for the concern in my voice.
All right. I have been hard at work in the service of the Dark Lord. Thankfully, he did not assign me to babysit Hogsface full-time, although I do see that you guys have been hard at work running the town. I have to say, I saw you enmayored a piece of fruit. Smart move there.
Yes, we have five mayors now.
I remember when we infiltrated Skur, I replaced the Council of Burgers with a pile of yams, so it's a very solid strategy. But no, I've been moving about. You know, I can go places perhaps more subtly than some of the Dark Lord's orcs or spider bears or dragon moth hybrids.
Oh my god, I haven't seen any of these things. Those are terrifying.
You haven't seen a spider bear?
No.
You know, identify areas that are ripe for infiltration or conquest.
Well, and you should be looking for some sort of... political alliance of that sort, now that Prince Dartholomew has returned from the Hedgemage, the rightful heir to Grim Fallon.
I'm sorry, what?
No, you haven't heard.
I'm sorry, could you say all of that again?
Oh, Prince Dartholomew has returned, the rightful heir to the throne of Grim Fallon.
And I'm sorry, you heard this from what?
From his own mouth. We did speak to him right at this very table.
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago, right?
Yes, I think 2 weeks ago.
Who, but, so his, he has...
It seems like months ago, but I think it was just 2 weeks
ago. So long ago.
You know, time flies when you're just being a Ruffalo.
And he has a mouth?
Yes, a mouth.
So?
Crazy Jared, I need another drink.
Oh, Gore, Rhymey, somebody's thirsty. Not me, Blemish. I'm not thirsty. I'm working here. It's what I do.
Thank you, Blemish.
Well, that's fascinating.
Are you all right, Baron? You seem really upset about the guy of the place.
Grim Fallon is the kingdom that my barony of Shrike swore fealty to. And, of course, for 30 years now, it has been sealed due to a... ensorcelment. I don't know.
Ooh, all that sweat is really making that sailor outfit shrink. It's carfoonishly small.
Yeah, it, what is this, cotton? Just straight up cotton?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Without any feedback from the monarchy, Shrike has very much been on its own, which allowed me to pursue my own agendas, including, you know, the Shrike's Back campaign, and then... Shrike is allied with the Dark Lord campaign, and eventually, 1,000 years from now, this blasted heath will be remembered as the previous location of Shrike campaign.
Mm-hmm. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, those pants are really shrinking up on you. You want to take those off and I can transform the bottom of you into a duck?
A duck? Is that...
Yes, so your genitals aren't showing.
Oh. All right, I guess that's strangely...
Wait, duck's
thoughtful.
Genitals aren't showing?
You, I mean...
What have I been looking at?
I mean, you have to really get in there.
Okay, all right, yep, nope, this is getting very tight. This is getting very tight.
Take those pants off. Lothrum yasnizni.
Put that corkscrew dick away.
Excuse me, I was led to believe it would be less visible.
Oh, yes, I guess it is just sort of hanging out there, isn't it?
So I'm sorry, Baron. I'm new to this world, so I don't know all the nuances of the political assortments of Foon, but it seems like this is bad for you.
John, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah.
Is ensorcelment a word?
Ensorcelment. I don't recognize it, but he said it with such confidence that I was like,
Me too.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, in theory, were this prince to be crowned king of Grimfallon, I would owe him fealty.
Oh, that's got to be a tough spot to be in because, you know, if you're ensorcelmenting fealty, then that's quite a ensorcelment that you've painted yourself into.
Yes, what an ensorcelment we've all made.
These guys clearly understand what I'm talking
about. Yeah, nailed it.
No, well, fine. It's just, I'll deal with it. I'll deal with that. I'll deal with, my Paradin plan fell through. I've got to ride up to Chiselknob now and yell at the headmaster there.
Oh, Can.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you for yelling at Can. But Arnie, put that on the list. Yell at Can.
It's just, I've just been running myself a little ragged. You know, we had a lot of momentum when the Dark Lord began his march, and now it really feels like we're playing defense in a lot of areas.
Oh, what a shame. I feel just terrible.
Oh, so you're saying that the Dark Lord, although he's taken over most of Foon, seems to be showing some weak points and...
Oh, you mean besides having to give you guys Hog's Face and being afraid of a literal void of nothingness? Yes, there are some signs.
Baron, you love the Dark Lord. You're like one of his biggest supporters. I'm shocked to hear you say anything even vaguely negative about him.
You know, you're right. I'm just, I'm lashing out here. I'm being unreasonable.
No, I like it. Look, Baron, we don't like the Dark Lord.
You know, I just, when he first, like, was on the move, he had, like, just some ditties that I loved to hear, like, we will roll over all in our way.
Classic ditty.
John, is ditty a word?
I don't think so, but I just repeated it to make it feel like I knew it.
Yeah, that was great.
Okay.
I'm going to do it, too.
Great.
And now he's like, we're going to do some new stuff now, and it's, like, strategic and working with our foes.
Isidore.
And I'm like, no, play Isidore. The rolling
just
over
scream it. Just scream
everyone
it.
With...
Ditty!
Yeah, exactly. Isidore knows what I'm talking about.
Yes, exactly. Well,
big ol' ditties.
Big, what's... Now, I see here not a sad day, but an opportunity.
Yes.
Could you seize this opportunity, Baron, to change allegiances, to help us defeat the Dark Lord and the Void, and make sure all the children and men and women of Foon are safe for all the rest of time?
No.
Oh, all right.
But I do see an opportunity for us to all get back on track. So, you guys need to destroy the Void.
Hey there, brothers. Why don't I get you another round of order?
Introductions are in order. This is the Baron Ragoon of the Shrike Valley. This is Macho Mantis Randy Mantis.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Well, you two would be great ditties. And I'm sure if your ensorcelments are aligned, you'd be happy to...
What the fuck is a ditty?
Well, you
it's
know.
It's like an ensorcelment.
It's nothing like an
ensorcelment. Oh, why didn't you just say ensorcelment? Hey, John, here's the new issue of Jack and Ape. Guerrilla Warfare. Let's take a quick break.
Chunt, respond to him.
What?
Respond.
Thank you.
Macho Mantis Randy Mantis talked right to you, and you just stared at him saying nothing.
Yes. He bought you a round of water earlier, and you didn't even thank him when he came to the table to get you another round of water.
I thanked him with my eyes.
Macho Mantis Randy Mantis, everyone's been very rude to you today, and I want to apologize on their behalf. And I swear unto you my fealty as one of your best friends.
And Macho Mantis Randy Mantis, if you don't mind my saying so, I notice you're a praying mantis with secular human hands.
Oh.
Did you know that on Earth there are 250,000 pets with prosthetic testicles?
That's good to know, Sailor Duck.
Huh.
It's true.
Why don't you take a quick break and... I'll get you some more drinks.
Okay. All right, great. Yeah, let's take a quick break.
Oh, yeah.
So, Baron, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but you seem so down in the dumps. Is there anything we can do to make you feel better? Anything we can do to help?
Well, actually, yes. I came here, well, I came to the Vermilion Minotaur with two errands, actually, today. One, defeat the Void. Let's get this, you know, interlude where we're all hanging back and, like, not, let's get that dealt with. But the other one is, I need you to look at this laptop.
That's another laptop.
Oh, I fear I have a confession here, Arnold.
Yep.
Some time ago, I attempted to copy your technology.
Oh, shit. What?
Creating magical duplicates. And here I have created a peach laptop. A lot of the letters are missing on the keyboard, so you can't type all of the words.
It just says QWERTY.
Yes, there's just those few letters. So it's a bit of a bastard laptop, but it sort of works.
Well, yes, we stole this laptop and have been using it for our own purposes for some time. but it stopped working. I mean, well, basically, it's still working, except it keeps demanding an update, and we don't know any of the passwords. It's starting to walk pigeon-toed. The cries it makes when you turn it on are getting more and more pained.
Oh.
And it just keeps saying, we need an update, and forever I was ignoring it, and Dripfang would use it and close all the windows, but it's at the point now where we need your password, and I can't guess. We've used everything we can to guess.
Yes, I was magically duplicating your phones at first, because I wanted more time on the internet, I must admit.
That's how you guys have been tweeting so much.
Perhaps, I don't know.
You each get 1 hour of screen time a day.
That's not enough time.
And so,
if you do more around the tavern, cleaning things up, doing your chores, brushing your teeth, Chunt, then you can get more screen time.
But look, none of these passwords work. All right, enter your password. Hester Prynne and Captain America both wear an A on their chest. Incorrect password.
It's the kind of password an idiot would have in his luggage.
That's very long.
You are more likely to die in January than in any other month.
Is that true?
Incorrect.
Oh.
They seem long.
Yeah, why would those be your passwords?
I'm guessing your passwords.
My passwords? Why?
The one thing I was not able to magically duplicate was the password. So only you know the passwords.
Arnie, America has a captain? You said they have a president.
Yeah, there's also a Captain America on Earth.
Why are you shielding me from this information?
Vibranium.
Usidor.
I don't know that word either.
I don't know that word either.
I'll use it in a sentence, don't worry.
Vibranium? No! Look, all right. I might as well tell it, since we won't be using it, but we've been stealing your memories, Arnie.
What?
Enshot
gasped.
Those brief factoid sentences are your memories?
Well, they're the only thing that we've pulled out of your brain with this machine.
Say some more of them.
I do know that the largest organism on Earth is a 3.4 square mile mushroom, which, you know, is exactly the same as Foon.
Arnold, do you know what this means?
No.
They've taken out your very memories. And what was your job before you came here to Foon?
I guess I was a video game maker with a emphasis on trivia writing?
And these sound like strange factoids from your world.
They sound like delightful factoids from my world.
Well, I meant strange and delightful and sort of quirky, yes.
Yeah, I mean, hard to know the answers to.
Well, you have to sort of know two things and mash them up in a strange way.
Sure.
Well, you apparently don't remember your kindergarten teacher's name, your mother's maiden name. You don't seem to have any other information in there. Florence
has
been
working. I think the answer to both of those is Captain America.
Try Captain America.
Captain America. Nope, incorrect.
Look, if you need help with a password for your weird bastardized computer, just put in 12345.
Oh, you are kidding me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It works.
Very good, Count. I'm very vibranium of you.
Baron, and thank you.
So, Baron, you were stealing memories out of my head? Wait, didn't your children say something about you having a memory machine?
Yes, I recall they confessed to you exactly what our plan was. When I found out, I was quite cross, but it didn't seem to cause any problems, so...
I don't remember that.
Have you been stealing memories from all of us?
Well, we've tried. Some people's minds put up more of a fight than others, but,
Yes, good luck stealing my memories when they are like water through a sieve.
And, we couldn't quite get a lock on Chunt's brain since it kept changing animal shapes.
Mm-hmm. Change his size with whatever animal I am. Right now it's small, because Badger's got tiny brain. Arnie, pass me pie.
Pie?
Pass me pie.
Oh, pass me pie.
If you really vibranium Chunt, you'll give him a piece of pie.
Baron, what are you doing to our brains right now? Because clearly something's wrong.
No, I'm just very intelligent.
If you could excuse me one moment, I'll need to step away. Excuse me, Macho Mantis Randy Mantis.
Yes?
Do you know what the word vibranium means?
It's a type of metal.
Oh, okay.
That vibrates at such a frequency, brother, that it can't be destroyed.
Okay, great. I've just been trying to use it so no one knew that I didn't know what it was. Thank you.
Are we friends?
What? I needed to talk to somebody, and, like, couldn't it be someone at that table?
Can I ask you something as well?
Yes, go ahead.
You're wearing a pretty tight sailor outfit. You have a duck bottom.
Yes.
And a lolly.
Yes.
Are you a child?
No.
Because my friend Grambobulus is looking to eat children.
I'm not a child. I've just been having a very complicated day. I'm so mad I could just...
You lost your mind.
No. No, I have not. I'm not messing with your brains at the moment.
Oh, okay. So we're just dummies.
Florence has moved on to, well, I'm not telling you what Florence is building now.
A machine?
Yes, a machine. That's what she does. She builds machines for the Dark Lord.
Okay, I just forgot.
So, Baron, you stole a lot of useless memories from my brain. Did you steal any useful memories from my brain?
Look, I think...
Sorry. I just couldn't help myself.
Look, I can assure you there was nothing useful in there. We need to focus on the gravity...
That you got.
We need to focus on the gravity of this situation. Think of it like that place in Canada where the gravity is higher than other parts of the planet.
Oh, that's a good one. I'm going to write that one down. There's a place in Canada.
You already did.
Oh, you know, that's a danger of a life of trivia writing. Sometimes you end up writing the same trivia questions again later.
The Baron is correct. We have lost our way. And we have lost our way because we have lost our home. Yea, no, not the places where we sleep at night. The place where we come together in friendship and boon companionship. Yea, I say unto the two of thee, we must return to the Vermilion Minotaur and complete the tasks that have been set upon us.
Yeah, now that I know that there's a password to get in, I want to go there even more.
Yeah.
Sounds so cool.
Guys, you know what? I've been trying to put a brave face on us being at the Ruffled Feather, but this place fucking sucks. I miss the Vermilion Minotaur.
You're lucky I haven't murdered everyone in here.
Are people seeing that stork over in the corner playing the piano? He's clearly not good enough. I'm going to go over to the other piano. Like, I can play better than this guy.
Duel with him in pianos?
Yes. Yes, this is an embarrassment.
Okay, we know what we need to do. At the second thing on our list is defeat the void. So we've got to get back into Vermilion Minotaur and get as many magic items as we can.
Yes, perhaps one of them will allow us to cut a way to the center of the void or in some other way damage it until I am able to thrust my arm in its center.
Hey, John, have you gotten any emails this week?
In this episode, Abe is wearing glasses.
Oh, John, please don't read your comic books while we're doing the show.
It's so good. Yeah, I did get an email here. I have an email here from David Vandergriff.
Ooh, I love that name.
Says, the time of day. Hello, Arnold, Chunt, Usador, and any guest present. Longtime fan of the show. You didn't want to correct him?
It's Arnie.
Okay, there we go. Longtime fan of the show. One thing I've always wondered, what time of day is it when you record the podcast? I always pictured it being later in the evening, but some of the things said in certain episodes make me think that maybe you record in the morning. Thanks, love the podcast. What time of day do we typically record?
I mean, I guess usually at night. We don't have a set schedule for when we record, necessarily.
Yeah, I feel like the bad episodes are recorded at 4 a.m.
Yeah, the good ones are at 3:30 a.m.
Yes, at all times of the day, whenever it's convenient for us all to get together. It can be hard as you get older and you get busy in your life to find the time to all come together. Especially when you're busy running the town of Hogsface, searching all over Foon for secrets to mystical magic from ages gone by.
Trying to remember you adopted an orphan child named Brad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right.
Most times we'll gather at the table, and before we even remember to do the podcast, we'll play a game of cribbage, or...
Yes, sometimes we just naturally flow into it. Does that answer your question, Van Griff?
Does it? Does it, Van Griff?
Van Griff.
Oh, all right. I think I may have scored a win here tonight. Obviously, I dominated in that piano duel. And that demon at the bar seems very interested. I might have successfully recruited him to join the Dark Lord. He wants to discuss it more at his place after I leave you here.
Well, you ensorcelled that ditty with great vibranium.
Game recognized game.
Hey, I've got an email here that someone emailed to me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It says, "Hi, Arnie, Chunt, and Gasmuenus. I live in Maine, so this seemed like the best name to refer to Usidor. Sorry to hear that you have been kicked out of the Vermilion Minotaur. Oh, very on topic. But I think I have a solution for you." Oh, guys, a solution. I'm not sure who is the mayor this week, but if it's one of you three, or maybe Mayor Manana, then you may have the power to solve your problem. What if you were to rezone the space surrounding the Vermilion Minotaur into a strictly residential area? Then the Vermilion Minotaur would no longer be able to operate as a business, and you would be able to hold this over Activia's head until she lets you return. It may be kind of corrupt, but that has never been an issue for you before. Looking at you, Chunt. Sincerely, Jeremy Melee.
Chauncey.
He's looking at me?
I think he's looking at you somewhere.
Oh my god. Does he know when I'm sleeping? Does he know when I'm awake?
Yeah, I think you're on his naughty list.
Does he know when I've been bad or good?
John, be good, for goodness sake.
Deviously done, Mr. Melee.
Mr. Chauncey is the mayor this week, so...
Oh, yeah.
We can't do it.
Oh, yeah. And also, guys...
Thanks for writing.
Also, guys, let's not just, like, use rezoning for evil.
What exactly is zoning used for in your world?
I don't know.
Jeremy, this is a brilliant plan. And I would like you to take a moment to consider that Jodie Foster was mauled by a lion as a child.
Well, Jeremy's spoken true? And Regan has answered.
I assume.
Oh, I loved her in Contact.
Wait, you've seen Contact?
I've seen Arnie act out Contact. You weren't there?
No, I was just there when he acted out Nell. I feel chipped. And I feel like you made up a lot of Nell.
I mean, I can't remember all the lines verbatim.
Well, it sounded like you were just talking in gibberish.
Look. We're not going to cheat Activia out of the tavern. Eyes propose. We just break.
Did you say eyes propose?
Eyes propose. We just break. You know what? Let's not do it.
No, Arnold, what do you want to do?
Let's break into the tavern, steal as much magic shit as we can, solve all our problems, and get out of there.
A heist.
A heist.
The greatest heist anyone has ever pulled. Yay, we shall gather our forces, and in the darkness of night, we shall sneak into our once-beloved home, take what is rightfully ours, and prepare to go forth and win the final battle against evil.
Heist night.
I think we just need 11, 12, or 13 of us, or, if we can't get that many people, I think 8 really effective women could pull off this job.
Let's put together a crew.
Did you guys hear me say heist night?
Heist night!
Heist night! Great, Usidor.
Man, what I wouldn't give to be a part of a heist night. Baron Ragoon was played by special guest Chris Rathgen. Check out Chris's other improv comedy podcast, Improvised Star Trek. And once again, Blemish was played by Winky Silks, who was played by Joey Bland from the Improvised Shakespeare Company.
Joey Bland again? Did he win a contest?
Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Ryan DeGiorgi, and Evan Jackover. This episode was edited by Ryan DeGiorgi. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Want to see Hello from the Magic Tavern live? Go to hellofromthemagictavern.com and click on the Live Shows tab for links to upcoming shows in Chicago, Indianapolis, and London. Some of those are very close to selling out, so click soon.
Access to the rectangle array has been granted.
Oh, I hate this. this so much.
If you admit your profile looks like one of the Easter Island sculptures, and not the main one, one of the super eroded ones that's like, wow, how many bags of oranges did that take?